experience Guruji Srivastava, a master, a mystic, a poet, teaching the celebration of life as a way to total liberation. The topic of this podcast is self-realization. What is there to realize?
What does liberation mean? Are we somehow locked and need to break free?
This idea of who I am, who am I, you know, I developed throughout my life, through all the experiences I went through, I have developed this concept, this is me, I am this kind of person. Then the so-called this kind of person, having a offended experience with the life, wherever I go, I need to carry this so-called this person. This me only making choices, creating everything around me. This me only attracting the life itself. When I'm not comfortable or when I'm not able to feel complete or content, are able to be in my own presence, I start to seek, I start to find the way how to reach where I want. In this search, I meet masters, friends, lovers, job, education, everything. Everything is on the path of the search only. But it is very important to know I am trying to free from the seeker itself. The one who is seeking, unless he is ready to let go of the seeker, he will not find himself. Not let go of the seeking, but the seeker. It's very important to know the difference. No, I decided not to practice yoga, not to meditate, not to... No. Even if you practice yoga, the yoga need to go inside of you. But you are full inside of you. I am this kind of person. I like this kind of thing. I am like this. I am like this. I am this kind. Whoever you meet, you want to introduce this kind of person. And you are looking for acceptance for this kind of person. And you are looking for the world to perform this kind of person. See? When you find a master must help you to free from this kind of person because all the sufferings you have is belongs to this kind of person. Master should not put one more crown on this kind of person to make you feel good. You will not be liberated. There's a difference between the liberation and the development. Self-development. I'm doing self-development. What is there to develop? You are already, you are divine. You need to free from your ignorance. You need to free from your false identification of yourself. So, the lock is nothing but me itself. What I think, who I am. No, this is true me. If this is true you, then no problem. Then you don't have suffering at all. True you, there's no need suffering. You are suffering because it's not who you are. You're on the way to create. So breaking the lock means the breaking your own idea about who you are. If you meet a master must help you to liberate you from you. Unless you liberate you from you, the world is a prisoner in you. The world is the prisoner of the so-called you. because you are not happy because the world is not providing this happiness to you. You are not successful because the world is not providing opportunity to this kind of person to become successful. Forget it. No. The true master must help you to free you from you. You are running a private prison for yourself, and also you are keeping this world inside your inner prison. Both need to be liberated. You need to get out from you, and you need to let go of this world out of your own inner prison. If you are not ready to do that, start to enjoy the prison. As a seeker, you must know what you are looking for. Freedom or just adding more things on your wall?
Guruji, does self-realization mean that all personal desires dissolve?
Desire itself is not the issue. The poor desire is the issue. Poor desire is poor identification. This is me. Poor identification. I want to reduce myself. To claim me and my wife, my children is my family. Rest is separate from. Then I have to protect. By the time you claim, this pencil is private, this is mine, you are not saying this pencil is yours. You are in a way declaring, rest is not mine. And this is important to know. You may see only what you are owning as yours, but you forget to see, you are disowning the rest. In a way, it's a poor desire. This is the problem. You want to, you know, you want to reduce yourself. Be a greedy person. Your spirituality is nothing but the path of the greediness. Claim the whole existence is you. That is a great desire. Not having, I want to have this, I want to have everything. Not only these people are my family, I want the whole humanity need to be my family. Not only this apartment, I want to feel home. I want to feel home everywhere. Then whole planet become your home. So, it's expansion only. Then you start to treat everything as your home. Same responsibility. Same care. We want to keep our room clean, throw everything into the living room. And everyone is doing that. Everyone is trying to protect myself. What's the use of creating opposite and trying to protect yourself from the opposite which is created by yourself? It's so much time we spend to separate. The whole effort we do, how to separate myself from others. Once you successfully separated, that you are different person from others, then you want to protect yourself from other people. The whole life we spent on this. Make no sense. So, desire is how you identify. Based on how you identify yourself, your desires are. And every desire you have, every identification you have, you make choices. Make sure that your desires are not conflicting with each other. Such a conflict create conflicts in your health, conflicts in your progress, conflict in your experience.
What is there to liberate from? And are chakras related to this?
Chakra is nothing but the layers of you, or kind of understanding of yourself, your choices, your need, your desires, your friends, your job, your lovers, and your music, your dress, your food. Everything is chakras. Every layers of you need to be liberated. Then only is a completeness arises. It's a process on its own. Sometime when you feel free in one particular layer, the ego may declare, I'm totally free. That's why in this field, you use the term total liberation. Not saying liberation, total liberation. That is needed. But the ego don't allow it to be liberated totally. Some clue you get, you want to create yourself and you become prisoner of that creation. So, every layer, the first layer connected with your childhood, with your sense of nationality, sense of family, your bondage with your parents, your childhood. When you move on and you find something new, you will feel that you are free. But one should not stop with that. You have to keep your seeking steady, moving on. Otherwise, you move one step further, then two step back. You know, you play this game. Make sure the dangerous in your spiritual path is every clarity you get, you try to create your identity out of it. You try to create you, you will never reach the full potential of you. It is also very important to recognize maras, temptation arises. So many things take place in your life. Sometimes what you see as an opportunity, it is not an opportunity. It's a little game to test you, who you are. And most of the time, we fall into the trap of that. And one need to get to know what exactly I'm looking for. The more and more you get clarity for yourself, your choices changes. It is very important to recognize any spiritual clarity you get, your choices changes, your future plans changes, your past changes, your profession will change, your friends will change, your food, any plans you made a few months back, that plan will change because you are not the same person anymore. The issue is you start your journey, spiritual journey. You have a plan, I'm going to India, 6 months traveling. After that, I'm going to come back. I'm going to discover myself. After that, I'm going to come back and run a yoga center. That means I'm going for a journey and I'm going to discover. Then after that, I'm going to run the yoga center. The whole story is already conflicting itself. After I discover, how you know? How can you define already? After I discover, I'm going to run a yoga center. That plan is, this plan is belongs to the person, one who is lost. Once you discover yourself, you may come to know you are a chef. Or you are good in sailing. You may discover totally different things about yourself. Then you need to have a space for this progress. For this a new discovery. By the time you are going back to your old plan, that means you have wasted 6 months of your life. And this is possible for the self-development, a kind of, you are trying to find the profession. You are trying to learn something to sustain yourself and to manage this life. This is nothing wrong with that. But don't attach this with, I want to discover myself. I have to, find myself. You can't already make a pre-plan for the person whom you never met. Discovering yourself, finding yourself, you will come to know a totally new person in you. And that new person will find whatever that new person needs. And his or her need is not necessarily belong to the one who started to seek. But with all the technology we have, we never allow this person to discover anything. We keep it alive. So, if you go to a master, it's a good advice is always buy one-way ticket. Otherwise, you are wasting the money. One-way ticket. You go to a normal teacher, buy two-way ticket. Because he don't want you to be there either. It must be, you must be very clear. Going to any master, buy one-way ticket. Because you are allowing yourself. You are allowing yourself to take in, by the life, driven by the life. You are not already pre-deciding, this is my plan. It's different. Going to the master, you have to keep your life open. Who knows? All the plans you have made belongs to that old person. And you are trying to free from this old person. It's like asking the prison jail warden, can you suggest another cell for me, a better cell? But still, you are talking about being the same prison. See? So, it's very important. People already have these pre-plans. And then, they never allow anything to come inside of their heart because they follow the plan. Already society gives the plan to you. With this plan, you create your little plan in that plan. Like it's a big jail, freely you can choose which cell you want to stay in. And you are happy which cell you are taking. Wow, my cell is little bigger than other cell. My cell, you have a sea view. So, when you go for a spiritual search or going to a master, this is very important. That's what a conflict also comes. Because you become your own conflict. Do you understand? Because any spiritual liberation is not going back to the past. It's liberation from the past. But you are going to learn spiritual knowledge to create a confirmation how this past is going to be sustained. So you are putting yourself in a conflict situation. And that is not healthy for you. And that's not healthy for the master either. So out of respect to life, you had to get to know what I'm looking for exactly. Because more and more you have a clarity what you are looking for and you can get it.
What is the next step needed for humanity's evolution towards self-realization?
We got stuck with this human for a long time. If you look at our evolution, technically what we did is we separated our human body from the whole cosmic life in this planet. Whatever we did in the name of evolution, we created ourselves as an alien living here. And naturally you are not satisfied. Like jumping in the ocean, but having a full wetsuit that you are not touched by the ocean. And you are talking about how great this wetsuit is and different brand of wetsuit. And that is life, the ocean. No, it's very important to have this idea about what life is, the structure of life, structure of human life. A human life is nothing but the life of the human body in this planet. We have no idea what is happening with our body. Our medical department knows. Someone is tell what to do with your body, your health. We have no knowledge about our body. We are trying to find every knowledge about everything else. When I get cold, I don't know how to handle the cold. But I know how to provide a solution for everything else. When I'm not feeling well, I don't know how to get well. But I have a lot of information about other things. It is very, very important. If your knowledge is not helpful to bring peace in your heart, that is not knowledge at all. It's unnecessary information you stored in your body. And part of your problem also like that. We have stored so much information in our body. But most of the information are somehow not at all useful for our own peace, our own being. So, next point of evolution is naturalization of the humankind. Naturalization process. This is inevitable. Unless we recognize I'm a human species and the life of the human species in this planet, unless I embrace that truth, I'm a species living in this planet among all other species together. All together, this interaction is called as life. Unless I recognize this interaction as a life, I will feel meaningless, alien, empty, fish out of water. This is very, very important. If you look at the past, you can see slowly, 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 we killed so many animals. We removed a lot of jungles in the name of protecting human species, in the name of creating human species. Yeah, very invasive, human-centric. After that, we dropped the human-centric. We started to kill each other. To feel, I'm great, I have more power, I need more. Self-centric. Too proud about me. But slowly, the self-centric become a brand-centric. I have this phone, I have this car, I studied in this university, I work in this company, I am from this country, brand-centric. Not about me, myself. I feel good because I have this. He slowly, slowly, slowly lost everything. From a human-centric to self-centric, from self-centric to brand-centric. Now, we have to move. Next evolution is nature-centric, life-centric. This is important. Nature-centric is not, I have my idea about life, I go for a walk in the nature. That is not nature. You have no idea. You are not touched by the wind because it's too much. You don't manage yourself. You are in your head and you want to take a little break. Even when you take a break, you are just moving your body. That's all. But still you are going and walking the same thoughts. Unfortunately, all the technologies helped you only one thing nowadays, to separate yourself from the presence. Totally separated in another world. It's not good for your body at all. So, the next, in all the field, more and more, this nature-centric, life-centric, not human-centric. If you look at all the things you are learning, it's all about human. Your enemies are human, friends are human. You want to help humans. See? Now you say, I want to help animals. Which animal you want? Again, the domesticated animals. Horses and cats and dogs and, you know, we enslave them also. Yes, humanity will change and need to change and changing. Forced to change. Situation forces us to change and we wait for the situation to forcing us to change. Sometimes people are blind, they don't see themselves. They're waiting someone to say something about their life. Then they are forcing themselves to change. If not, fine. So, the coming years, the nature will force us to change. And it's better, if you are wise, don't wait for this force. Don't wait for a situation to change you. You'll be hit very badly during that time. Better take your life in your hand and voluntarily change. Voluntary tapas, voluntary simplicity. Simplicity is not about the material. Simplicity in the idea about yourself. Your idea about you need to be so simple.
Guruji, what does self-realization mean?
Realize oneself. The question is, who is this oneself? Who is this oneself? So you have to ask, this is me. Who is this me? How this me is created? Can I declare, yes, this is me. And what is not me? And how this me's life looks like. And what the world supposed to do for this me. Self-realization. When a person transforms, his choices are transformed. Otherwise, there's nothing is there to transform. His future has transformed. Means what? The choices of his future has transformed. It doesn't have the same old choices anymore. It's very, very important. Sometimes people like to maintain the same choices. Then they declare, they transform. They are not struggling anymore. No, you are fooling yourself. It's like you're having a painkillers. Doesn't mean the pain is not there, pain is not visible to you. An individual transform means his choices are transformed. Self-realizing, realizing the self. When you realize yourself, you will realize there is nothing you can claim as you. You are everywhere, you are in everything. Nothing you can claim, this is me, because this me is created here and it will be taken away from me here itself. This is self-realization. Once you realize all what I claim as me, whether likes, dislikes, good and bad, every claim I have, will dissolve because it's not belongs to me. No matter this or that. It's all given to me in different forms of experiences brought that identification to me. Once you are free from that, then you are not tangible anymore. That means when a person is realized, he is also emotionally free. The normal emotion will not function with him. Because he is free from that. When you say, I realize, I got clarity, means what? I'm free from the so-called me. Then who is going to be emotional? That person is not there. The person is not there means the old person choices are also not there. It's very interesting if you look at it. The freedom brings emotional freedom. Freedom brings freedom from the bondage, freedom from dependency, freedom from regret, freedom running towards something or running away from something. No, I am free, but I have the same choices. I do the same thing. Now I am free. Doesn't exist like that. You transform means all your choices are transformed. Your need has transformed. Self-realizing. Realizing there is nothing I can claim as myself. This claim as myself is the only boundary I have, only lock I have, which I need to break. Because this is what separating me from everything. As long as I claim this is myself, you are in trouble.
Guruji, what do you mean when you speak of surrendering to existence?
Because I separated myself from the existence. Surrendering to the existence means I'm surrendering the separation and the creation of me. I have created. This is me. In a way, you are swimming in the ocean with a full wetsuit. Surrendering to the ocean means surrendering that wetsuit, which is separating you and the life itself. Life is really very, very beautiful. It's difficult to explain this beauty. Joyful, peaceful, amazingly graceful. This one life is not enough to enjoy the wonders of this life. It's overwhelming. That good. There's no any space to create the so-called me. It's a major problem. We alienated so much, went too far. But it's also interesting because whatever enjoyed by us is all manipulated. Even we may not be enjoying the apple as apple. We don't mind to convert that as an apple pie and enjoy the apple pie more than the apple. Do you understand? So everything what we enjoy is all manipulated. It's not a direct experience, but converted experiences. So my thoughts, my desire, my need, everything is changed. My body is all the time, you know, exposed to manipulated experiences. What I need also like that. What I enjoy also like that. So, surrendering to the existence means surrendering your body to the existence. Most of the time you are talking about surrendering you means your mind. No. Unless you are ready to surrender your body, you can't surrender you. You don't recognize that you have a body. How many of you ask your body, how are you? Do I treat well? What I did with you in the past? What kind of hope I give to your body? Do I enjoy being in you? Do I embrace you? Do I like you? We are very much busy with the other body. I like her, I like him, I like this, I like this. Do you like your body? How many of you really love your body? Love to be in your body? Like to be in your body? To enjoy your own presence of being in your body? How you feel? How it feels living in your body? No? You go inside the car, and you drive, and you can say, wow, it feels good to drive. It feels good to stay in that house. It feels good to stay in that hotel. How you feel to stay in your own body? Feel good? Feel uncomfortable? How you feel? Because this is the home itself. And it's like every materials you have in this room. Chandelier, candle stand, vase, furniture. All things created an experience of this room, how it is. All the experiences you went through, all the ideas you have developed, you have created your interior decoration inside of you. You beautifully decorated. You furnished very well. And how you feel sitting there? Feel comfortable? No. That's why you are busy with others. That's why you keep on pointing what other person is doing, what other the world is doing, what this is doing. Don't have any space to stay inside. It's like having an expensive, many people have a very expensive house, but they don't enjoy. They spend a lot of money to build a very sophisticated kitchen. They buy so many stuff, but they don't cook at home at all. They go to restaurants, they are busy eating outside. But they invest a lot of money. Same way, staying in you, enjoying your own presence. Ask your body. Body has a lot of complaints towards you. What you did with that? And what is your further plans with that? And because every time you make decisions, you are making decisions to your body. You are dragging your body. When I say I want to go to India, it's not just going to India. I'm telling to my body, hey, I'm going to bring you to India. My body may say, do you really want that? I'm fine. It's very important. So when I say, I surrender myself to the existence, means I need to surrender my body to the existence. Body understand the existence. Existence understand your human body. They know each other. Both are living organisms. Not your mind. Your mind, no one wants, including you, including your body, is agitating. This agitation only you feel panic, anxiety, restlessness, running away because you are agitating your body itself, agitating. You are not comfortable. So come to this comfortfulness in your own body. Otherwise, our mind is very busy about everything else. You must know, every day you are growing further. By the time you are born, every moment you are spending, you are moving towards the death. Every minute you are moving further towards the death. And You must remember this. By the time you are born, from the time you are conceived, you start to grow towards the death. And you have to experience this life as much as possible. And the life is presented in front of you to experience. And the life is presented perfectly in front of you because the way you lived previous life, you had to meet it. Constantly running, running, running. Running from somewhere else, coming here. Running from here to somewhere else. Running from that to somewhere. On the run. But actually, the problem is you are trying to run away from your own shadow. Because it's running with you. You can't. You have to stand. When you move, it's moves. Do you understand? Yeah. You have to become very comfortable in your own body. When a person realizes these are the prerequisites for the self-realization. Whether it's accidentally happened or naturally happened, this is the process of arriving in your body. Otherwise, you have a mountain to arrive, you have a name to arrive, you have business to arrive, you need, you know, people to arrive. You are not ready to arrive in your own body unless you are arriving to your own body, centering your consciousness. You are conscious about so many things in the world. You can experience the presence of so many things in this world, but accept your own presence. Unless you are ready to arrive in your body and experience the presence of you in you, self-realization is not possible because you can meet only there. Next step will be realization. It's very important. Arriving to your body. Coming closer to your body. Every day, when the mind runs about others, bring the mind back to your body. When your mind goes too far to the future, bring your mind back to your body, to feel your body. This moment and your body, even though your body is here, this body need to witness, body need to experience this moment. You need to be available. You are conscious, need to be available in your body to witness, to experience this moment. Otherwise, you are absent in your body. I'm here, my mind is fully in India. Already I'm in conflict. My mind is in India, my body is here. And what is happening to my body, I'm not aware because I'm not there. My mind is already in India. I'm always want to become that, do this one day, one day, one day. My mind is in the future. I'm not in my body to experience now. If I'm not in my body now, how am I going to, you know, grow further towards tomorrow? Because yesterday I was absent. And today is the outcome of the yesterday. So today also I am absent. And tomorrow is outcome of today, also absent. So it is very important arriving in your body. When you say surrendering to existence, surrendering your body to the existence means reconnecting your body back to the existence, surrendering your mind. Surrendering your mind means your mind is nothing but your idea about yourself. Surrendering yourself to the existence. surrendering your idea about yourself. Because this idea only separating you and the existence, which is in between. The wind is here, but is not felt by you, because your idea about you is standing in between the wind. The music. You play music, a small child will dance Macarena. Do you think so? No. The newborn child or little child, when you play Macarena, it will not do like this. He dances as he wants. But as a grown-up, you start to enter in the pattern because you are not playing according to the music. You are playing according to how you're supposed to play, supposed to act. So you have developed this idea, you're supposed to play like this, you're supposed to dance like this. So immediately you enter into the pattern of prejudged, pre-made, ready-made pattern of oh, Macarena, like this. But play the same song to a grown-up in a remote, you know, tribes who never seen this pattern, they will dance totally different way. So now, the music operates me, which I call it as a dance. Culturally I trained how I supposed to dance for this music. Then that cultural condition operate me. Which one I can call it as a dance? I am dancing. Are you able to follow this? When I can say I am dancing or I'm dancing according to how I supposed to dance. When I dance according to something, reference, I am not dancing. The idea I have is dancing. Idea I have, how I supposed to dance, that idea is dancing, not me. When I say surrendering myself to the existence, I'm surrendering this idea, how I supposed to respond to this music. I have to allow this music totally inside of me. That means the music operates me. But if you take a decision, I don't want to dance like others. I want to dance on my own. Everyone is dancing like this. I want to dance like this. Now, you are even become more sophisticatedly complicated. You want to create even further you on the top of that. So you are not like that and you are like this. You are not dancing at all. You are busy in creating you as a separate person who is not like others. But who is going to dance? This is very complicated. Then the Macarena is much better. Because already, you know, at least he is dancing. He is not trying to be, you know, special than others. So you have a pattern and you have naturality. Then you want to create your own pattern and the top of that pattern you have, which is the ego. So we can say you have a naturality, then you have a trained instinct, then you have an ego which you want be different from your trained instinct for others. So you have created now three. I say, you don't have to be different for others. But what you claim as you itself, it's not belongs to you. Go more and more. Break those things. Don't be seen claiming. You don't have time. In this body, in this planet, you have given certain time period. The body is on. And take as much you can. And ready to, you know, die every moment because you took what is given to you. Don't wait for the future. Doesn't exist. You are in trouble. Don't make your body to wait. waiting on. You are killing your days and hours, waiting mode. No. Take your life in your hand. Don't wait. So, surrendering to the existence means surrendering your body to the now. Do you understand? Surrendering your body to now means connection with the now. The relationship of your body and this now, being now. Look into it. That every day, not for tomorrow, don't wait for tomorrow. Morning, don't wait for the evening. Evening, don't wait for the night. Night, don't wait for the tomorrow morning. No. Morning is morning. And you explore this morning. Explore what is happening between you and this morning. Between your body and this. So, being in your body and understanding this experience of in your body, this is important. It's part of your spiritual journey.
Guruji Srivastava's profound teachings are a life-affirming guidance to free ourselves from all conditionings, to inquire the purpose of life and to rediscover oneself and the life of the cosmic being on this planet. Welcome to explore your highest human potential.